The Unit 2 exam is a bit more difficult than the Unit 1 exam. You may be sitting there listening to this and laughing at me because the Unit 1 exam was not an easy one. However, this is going to be a lot more writing expected in less time. Well, you've got at least an hour and a half, but as far as I recall, you have 90 marks available. So you've got an awful lot to take care of there. There's going to be a lot more application of knowledge required at this point. You're going to have to write longer answers, and many of them are going to be explain and suggest type answers rather than just describe, state, name, and so on. So this is getting you into the A2 style of thinking. Some of the things they're likely to ask you about, they're definitely going to be at least one, if not more likely two, questions on the practicals. They like to ask you one that was more based on learning a technique or a method, such as the onion root tip squash or the totipotency experiment, and one that might have yielded actual data, like the nutrient content and plants experiment. There's going to be a bit more in the way of QWC questions as well. So remember, when you're writing these, it could be on something like fertilization or the stages of mitosis or meiosis, possibly even on extracting cells for stem cell research. Put the answers in a numbered list of complete short sentences. Then you've shown that you've put your answer in a logical sequence, which is one of the criteria for QWC. Remember that the stages of mitosis go prophase, metaphase, anaphase, telophase. You can remember that with either the acronym PMAT or please make another two. The male and female gametes have very different structures, and they do like to ask you to compare those. Remember that the male gametes are many, mini and motile, and the female gametes are few, fat and fixed. You may also want to note that this is an adaptation. So remember, they could ask you a few crossover questions about the structures you've learned about in topic 3 and how they are adaptations for a particular function, as in topic 4. In topic 3, you learned there was a difference between eukaryotes and prokaryotes. For the sake of topic 4, can you excise the word prokaryote from your brain and refer to them as the archaea and bacteria? Okay, it's a bit of a bugbear that EdExcel do this, give you one answer and then tell you, well, actually it's kind of wrong. Prokaryotes is at best a polyphyletic or paraphyletic group, but you don't need to worry about that. You could be asked a few questions about zoos and seed banks. They might like asking you questions that are fairly applied with respect to that. What you should be starting to do as biology students is, whenever something is mentioned about reactions that are taking place in an organism, such as the acrosome reaction, the growth of pollen tubes, germination, cell differentiation and specialization, if temperature is mentioned, your knee-jerk reaction should be, this is something to do with enzymes. So I want you to make sure that if there's anything mentioned to do with temperature, then you're looking at the enzymes, you're looking at the rate of collision of molecules, everything that you did in topic 2. They could ask you a couple of synoptic questions based on stuff you've done in Unit 1 and Unit 2. So comparison of starch and cellulose is a good candidate for that. Remember to get all your Golgi apparatus in the right order. The cis end, if you're going to draw it, is slightly convex, so remember that as being like a C. And then the trans end is the concave one at the other end. Molecules move from cis to trans, becoming folded and more complexly arranged with glucose and so on. Good luck, guys.